where both workers and businesses can thrive. Now, Mr. Patrick Tay suggested mandating advance notification prior to retrenchment. Mr. Ng Chee Meng also asked whether MRNs or mandatory retrenchment notifications can be brought forward. Now, while advance notification has merits, mandating such a requirement poses non-trivial challenges. Retrenchment is often, in fact, I would say, is always a difficult process for all parties involved, and is often a last resort for companies. And many a time, senior management, together with the board, conduct backroom negotiations to try to save as many jobs as possible. If we mandate advance notifications, this may inevitably or inadvertently push companies to finalise the retrenchments faster, discouraging such negotiations. Now, businesses have also expressed concerns over the potential leakage of confidential, market-sensitive information. Now, we are not ruling out any option. We are engaging a review. This will be a comprehensive review. We are consulting tripartite partners on these issues, and we will update in due course. Now, Mr. Pritam Singh suggested that Singapore legislate retrenchment benefit, with larger companies paying a higher amount. I've said before when we push for the WFA that legislation is not a panacea. We adopt a balanced approach. We protect our workers, but at the same time, we need to give businesses some flexibility to adjust in different situations because retrenchments occur for a whole variety of reasons. And company size is also not an indicator of the company's ability to afford retrenchment benefit. For example, if you mandate retrenchment benefit in larger companies facing financial difficulties, I think we may inadvertently put even more jobs at risk.